The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
On this Tuesday, let's us be you, along with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and me, Doug Steffen. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So when you call 888-302-3684, the motivational pleasantness of Michael Fortier will get you to a place you've never been before.
And you really like the chat.
Yeah,
which is fun.
I have a big chat. So here's the story of that quarantine nurse, Jennifer, Casey Hickox.
Yes.
Remember, she tested negative for, well, she tested positive, I guess, at first. Now she's negative on Ebola. She's being released. She's been the one that has been very critical of
right.
the
treatment, right? Crazy the way you're treated in quarantine. Yeah. Well, here's a newsflash, lady. It's quarantine, so there's nobody else around. Sorry, you weren't expecting that.
Jennifer. Okay, lady.
Well, I mean, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm. Well, I expect to be treated with dignity. Yes. Dignity. D-I-G-N-I-T-Y. What's the name of that company? Digity? Isn't there a digital? It's a digity versus digity.
All I know is that when you have Ebola, I'm pretty sure dignity is the first thing out the window because it's not pretty.
All right. So what is the state of California saying? Jennifer and Kenny, you're both in California. I'm in Massachusetts. Each state seems to have different rules. They are being determined by health officials. This is what really throws me. We have all of this attention and focus on the CDC, National Institutes of Health, and the federal system, but yet the local and or, well, more state guidelines. Look at New Jersey, look at New York, and then the Obama administration pressured them into changing what they had for an idea, which was a good idea. Get tough on these people. No one quite understands, and this is one of the reasons in this political season that the Democrats are laying low or staying away from any association with the administration, because people are pulling out their hair with stuff like this. The best and the funniest reality was the Saturday Night Live sketch we played some of the audio from yesterday, where the review.
This isn't my worst crisis. No.
No. Okay, so just for the heck of it, I don't like politics to be mixed into with my breakfast. However, well, depending on what time of day you're listening
to this program. I do, especially when I'm having Lucky Charms. You know?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So marshmallows only.
The Democrats are in such bad shape in terms of where they may or may not have any kind of semblance of victory, that they have decided to go all out on attack ads. And they are aiming these attack ads. They are not, focused on the candidates and what they can do. They're aimed at telling older voters, scaring them into thinking that if you vote for a Republican, your Social Security and Medicare will go away.
Which is not true.
Of course it's not true. So in Kentucky and Iowa and New Hampshire, you're seeing a lot of that. New Hampshire is disgusting. I'm here. Jean Shaheen is the most miserable representative in terms of...
Well, she's got, I think, a battle on her hand that she didn't really expect to have with Scott Brown, right?
Right. It's like neck and neck. Some days, I noticed a headline yesterday that they were neck and neck. Today it's underwater, but Shaheen could be the one who sinks. The person who's most unpopular in New Hampshire is President Obama.
Which, again, this takes a lot for him not to be popular in New Hampshire, doesn't it?
Ooh.
Isn't that typically very liberal country?
Well, there's a strange sense of independence in New Hampshire. And so they like to not be predictable. And so when you look at it, but Jeanne Shaheen just is the epitome of everything that's wrong. This is my opinion. Your opinion is encouraged at 888-302-3684. The email address is Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. She just represents, for me anyway, the old hacksterism. And you could say, well, Brown he's an opportunist. He had a place in New Hampshire that he lived part-time, so then he became a full-time resident.
I think that's actually a correct assessment. I would call him an opportunist. But, every politician is an opportunist in some way.
Right. Well, in that sense, the polls show him running neck and neck with this woman who has been a New Hampshire politician pretty much all of her life. She was a congressman, she was the governor, she was in the state senate. I think she's just carved out a whole career for her, and she just looks the part of someone who's been there too long. That's all. She just looks at Brown is a lot of excitement. He ran for Ted Kennedy's seat. Remember the first Republican to be, now that we have this horrible Elizabeth Warren representative. I don't want to get overcooked in this, but that's one of the races. The only one that I think, in my shining star of opinion, that is worth defeating is Mitch McConnell. There's a guy who long since should have been sent down the road, and hopefully he will be. I think he is a miserable representative. I wish that other jerk, the Democratic leader, Harry Reid, I wish the two of them were up for election at the same time they both get defeated. They're both the worst examples of what's wrong with politics. People who have stayed too long, who have too much power and influence, and they don't really get the job done for anybody but themselves. That's all McConnell represents. You can tell by looking at him. I mean, what inspirational value do either of those two clucks have? Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell? Do they have any?
I think you're onto something. I mean, I think people are going to vote those incumbents out now people are just mad with government. They just don't trust them anymore. And I think that's
Look at their faces. Why would you trust those faces? Not even a mother would love those faces.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But if there's not a proven track record and you've been there that long, then time to go.
What do you think? 888-302-3684. Got any political comments at Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day? Okay.
I just posted moments ago on a Facebook page that it's a week until Election Day. So, what your issues are most important to you that you're going to take into the polls with you next Tuesday?
In Canada, the Ford family has lost their hold on City Hall. A man named John Tory, who is a center-right candidate, has defeated Rob Ford's brother. So he'll be the new mayor. I didn't realize the Ford family had. How long was Ford?
I didn't either, that they were this big political union up there. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's an exaggeration on the part.
But no, I mean, family people, I mean, it counts for sure.
Oh, sure does. There are a lot of people that are around that are running on the family. I made mention of Bob Graham from Florida, the senator, very popular senator for a long time. His daughter is running for Congress on the panhandle. And he goes with her everywhere. So he's the one. Remember when Obama said, I don't know who I'm running against, Hillary or Bill?
Right.
And from that point on, Bill never liked him. Never liked him. All right, so there's that political stuff. What's going on politically in your neck of the woods? Are you up to date on some of the issues? There's a whole big booklet of the issues that are going to be discussed. I'm going to take that apart here and there for you a couple of different times when, over the course of the next week or so, just to give you an idea of what some of the issues are here, and not necessarily that they are of interest and import to the nation, but the way they're presented.
But it's your show and you don't care.
No, I obviously care. Got to get people engaged.
Teasing you.
But I mean, thinking about the issues to try to get people who are not just necessarily older voters who would be counted on to vote anyway, I want you to have some enthusiasm for the process. That I do think is part of my job, even though it's not a political show. I have no political agenda. I'll tell you what I think. Maryland voting machine switched GOP picks the Democrats during calibration. Do you understand what that means? I'll wait for Richie to come. No, actually, well, Richie lives in Virginia.
Are you talking about in Chicago?
No, I'm talking about Maryland.
Maryland.
Oh,
the state
Maryland.
Of Maryland.
They're it happened voting. There, too?
Yeah.
Wow, because it happened in Chicago last week where people were going for early voting and they'd put in their candidate, and if it would had an R by it, it would automatically switch to a D.
Yeah. Right. How do you think that works, folks? But that's just a coincidence.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Like everything in Chicago is a coincidence.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Lots of propaganda for sure here, there, and everywhere. Lava from the volcano in Hawaii. Those of you listening in Hawaii, how are things going there? 888-302-3684. The lava is about 70 yards from the closest home, moving about 5 yards an hour. Many residents have fled. Then there are the looters that are running through the villages, so that's not too cool under the circumstances. So you have our hearts with you, those of you who imagine living in a place like that.
That's just scary.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Think about it for a second. Living, there's that stuff coming out of the mountain. It's just a big mountain of rock, of liquid rock. That's what it is. It's liquid rock.
And it's hot.
And it's so hot that it's hot enough, the temperature is hot enough to melt rocks. How hot does it have to be to melt rocks? That's what the center core of the Earth is all about. It's just coming up from the core. Melting rocks. Wow.
Rocks.
Rocks.
Yes. Very dramatic.
18 after. Thank you. 18 after on a good day.
And now another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose today.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
Boo-boo, ba-doo, bitch. Dagger, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Alright, let's go celebrate the anniversary of Berry Gordy, who found that putting people with talent together with wax was profitable. Berry Gordy was the founder of Motown Records, and in fact, yes, they were. It was called Hot Wax. Yeah, it was really amazing how you could take some wax and put an impression on it, and it spun out music or noise. Yeah, I mean, the same thing with a CD. You put it, but that's electronic. That wasn't the case. Their records were actually pressed, and they had the music on them. I thought it was fascinating. When I was a kid, realizing you put this piece of wax on a table that turned around, and there was a needle that you could stick on it, and it actually made noise.
And it made that great sound, too. Don't forget that little pop, pop, pop at the beginning.
Ugh. Yeah.
That was a great sound when you first started a record.
Michael, you want to deal a little with that volume? Thank you. All right, so Stevie Wonder, one of the founding members of Motown Records, Temptations. Let's go through some of the individuals and people that Berry Gordy found. Anniversary of his getting a star in the Walk of Fame. Diana Ross in that stable. Always loved this song. Always loved this song. The way that stuff rolled in musically. Smokey Robinson, who is the most creative writer and performer in the stable. William Robinson, if you see songs, give him credit for having written them. And then, of course, Michael Jackson's in there. Yep.
That's a good list you have going on here, Dougie.
It is. Good stuff.
Like it?
Yep, I like it a lot. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Good Day program with some late night laughs from last night, starting with Conan. We go to Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, maybe Craig Ferguson. Let's see, get out here, Michael.
Ebola, of course, in the news still. In an effort to ease some of the Ebola fears, the mayor of New York rode the subway last week. So that was cool, yeah. If you have any information on the mayor's whereabouts, please call 911.
During a press conference last week, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio tried to assure New Yorkers that they will not get Ebola from riding the subway. He says he has a foolproof plan for driving germs off the subway, mariachi bands. He said, Mayor de Blasio said New Yorkers will not get Ebola from riding the subway. He said, please, everyone, let's focus on the actual thing you might catch on the subway. SARS, bird flu, rat flu, West Nile, East Nile, pole rash. There's a lot to choose from, please. Ebola is way down on the list. But there's a lot of finger-pointing going on in how the government has handled the Ebola crisis. Just last week, Congressman Daryl Issa criticized the White House, saying they haven't been aggressive enough in fighting the disease. Yep, he mentioned Ebola several times, or at least I think that's what he was talking about. Take a look at what I'm
saying. To serve as the Ebola czar, became infected with Ebola, fostered the development of the Ebola.
Is that another disease we should be afraid of? I'm ready. I mean, just let me know. Obama was like, oh, thank you, Congressman. ISIS. I appreciate it. I mean, terrifying day in Russia. Vladimir Putin announced he's abolishing daylight savings. You've gone too far, Putin. He said he doesn't want to set Russian clocks back. I will say this, though. He's done a pretty good job of setting the calendar back to about 1983. Am I right? Now that Putin's got rid of the daylight savings, it's just a matter of time before he decides to get rid of daylight altogether. Oh, look at the time. It's invade o'clock.
Like Dracula.
Ferguson's pretty funny. I like
that. Yeah. You know what? The listening to Jimmy Fallon, I had not heard Issa. No wonder these. How can you be that
so out
clueless?
Of touch. I know.
How can you sound that dumb? Really and truly, honestly, Ebola? Are you that dumb? Man, who's running against him? Where is he? He's in the California.
California, yeah. Oh, I don't know if he's up for election.
Talk about it. Yeah, he is. If he's a congressman, he is.
Oh,
28 after the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, what do you think about the way Alison London Grimes in Kentucky refused to say, running for the Senate, whether she voted for President Obama in 2012?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. Didn't Democratic Senate candidate Alice London Grimes make a clean mistake by refusing to admit she had voted for the Democratic nominee for president, whose name is Barack Obama, in 2012?
Yeah, yes, you look a little silly. You're not answering a direct question. We all know why she's not answering the direct question. Obama, unpopular in Kentucky. She doesn't want to seem, you know, like a clone of Obama and lose votes that way. Okay. In fact, though, as a matter of principle, she is correct. We do have a secret ballot in this country. We should not be required to divulge which individuals we have voted for. Now, if you wanted to ask a senator or a congressman about legislation they voted for, that's a completely different thing. That's what they do for a living.
Should she have said, look, I'm a Democrat. Of course, I always vote for the Democrat because I embrace their philosophy. But, you know, the issue in the future is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's exactly how I would have answered that question. Sure, I voted for President Obama. He's the head of my party. He's our president. I don't agree with some of the policies he's undertaken, but here's how I'm going to be a different vote in Washington as your next senator. Boom. Done. Over. The issue here is now we're sitting here talking about it. We're talking about it all over the country.
I'm Mark Lean, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Ron.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doctor, we have four doctors on this program, so you'll never be in ill health as long as you're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug, in this hour, focusing on a lot of things that you need to know, the image in your mind. I keep saying this is not a political program, and it's not. I am very, very straightforward about what my own values and beliefs are with regard to the personalities and the issues, but I don't find it to be normally what I want to have as the bill of fare. However, since the election is a week from today, and there are a lot of issues and a lot of people that we can sort of tie together, the election cycle's trendiest attack line, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people in tight races. For example, I go back to Mitch McConnell, who I think is a horror show. And the lady who's running against him is Allison Grimes.
She's also a horror show.
Yeah, there's no...
She's the one that when asked if she voted for President Obama, she wouldn't answer the question.
Right, yeah. Well, because that's...
Okay, but there's so many ways to phrase it. And these people have a lot of money and resources at their disposal. Mm-hmm. It could have been like, yes, I voted for President Obama, and while I still think he had a, you know, I think he's been a great leader, but he's been faced with a lot of turbulent stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things she could have said.
Leader. If you say he's a great leader,
I wouldn't say it.
Vote for him,
or
her.
But they could say, you know, he's been faced with a lot of stuff is the problem.
Well, what she's doing is accusing McConnell of skipping Senate Agriculture Committee meetings, the same where the candidate in, Iowa, Republican candidate Joni Ernst has gone after her opponent, Representative Bruce Braley, for his attendance on two House committees.
You mean Bruce Bailey? Did you see that?
Yeah, right.
That was when Michelle Obama was stumping for him and she kept calling him Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey, yes.
Bailey.
Sorry. Wrong. So anyway, the point is that with all these people that are in office who apparently are not doing their job because they're vulnerable against attacks like that. You couldn't say he didn't appear or she didn't appear if, in fact, it wasn't true. You know, I mean, you can't have any credibility because the other side can go back. What do you mean I didn't appear? Here I am. I attended this meeting. I attended that vote. I attended this. But the other side of it is, what the heck are you there for unless you're really feathering your own nest? Why aren't you at all the committee hearings?
Exactly.
Why aren't you voting? That's what you get paid to do.
Not sit at the Capitol Grill with a martini in your hand.
No. So all of these people who get so ensconced, and McConnell is the worst example of it, but there are plenty of others, and I've said this about Jean Shaheen. Half the time, she's not there. Mm-hmm. Nobody can find her anyplace.
Half the time, most of them aren't there. I mean, that's the sad truth.
Yeah. So what's the most important question you unanswered? Jennifer, you're voting on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. What is going to be on the ballot in your district?
Oh, gosh. Our big props are about drug testing for doctors.
Really?
That's probably one of the biggest. There's some health insurance fees that the health insurance companies are fighting. But the one that's probably the biggest is Prop 46, where it's proposed that doctors should be drug tested. Now, you know, like most propositions, okay, that sounds pretty good. I would like to have my doctor drug tested. They deal with prescriptions all day. Why not? But then when you think about the legal ramifications and the fact that it actually ups the cap, this is where you have to read down in the proposition, it ups the cap of malpractice suits from like $250,000 to like over $1 million. It's just more junk. They're using the drug testing doctors to get insurance companies happy, you know. I mean, it's just, and that's the thing about propositions, and Doug, you and I have talked about this before. They need to write them for an eighth grader because, sadly, not everybody studies and reads past the first line, and it needs to be very clear that a yes is a yes and a no is a no, because so many times a no is a yes and a yes is a no, and people don't know what the heck they're voting for.
It's so cynical.
And it's just, and it's sad.
Sinister.
I mean, look,
it's sinister.
It's sad because people, number one, don't know how to read it, but it's also sinister because these people are trying to trick you. And it,
exactly.
You know,
and these are people that are running. The people that put these things together are state
servants. Representatives. Exactly. Yeah. I know. It drives me nuts. So if you don't, you really do have to read. But that's probably the one that's getting the most money. Jerry Brown's throwing a ton of money behind Prop 1, which would rebuild aqueducts and reroute water.
How does Jerry Brown put a tuck on money? How does he do that at state money? How does he spend state money?
He does it very well. He's the one that got the bullet train to nowhere passed, which has been built, I think, like 3 miles of it has been built in front. Know over the last 6 years. It's just a lot of spending again.
All right, so Kenny, what are the issues? You're in a different district in California. What are some of the issues there that have attracted your attention?
To be honest, I'm so sick of all of it. The constant robocalls, the signs everywhere. The proposition that Jennifer was talking about doctors, you hear constant ads. First, there's one from the medical groups who tell you how the proposition was made by lawyers and blah, 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 blah. And then you hear the end where this is paid for by this medical group and this medical group and this medical group. And then you hear the opposing commercial almost next about all these doctors.
Oh, the ads are on top of each other.
45 and 46 are really big. They're spending a ton of money on them.
Mm-hmm. So there's the perspective of the non-personal side of the issues that need to be considered by you when you vote next week. Lots at stake in most states in the country looking at these. And most states are sending around voter preliminary overviews. This is what this question is, and this is what it means. And if you vote yes, blah, blah. So read those. It's to your advantage. Don't be sitting around. You have no credible stake if you don't vote and understand the issues that you're voting for.
And here's the deal.
The people.
I don't know about you, Dougie, but I actually will take these propositions and I'll talk about them with my family.
Yeah.
And, you know, and my family has many different perspectives. My mom's on one side of the aisle, my dad's on the other. And I chat with both of them about it just to make sure that my understanding, well, no, my understanding is the understanding that I want to vote for. You know, it's it helps to chat with people about stuff like that.
Yeah. So the thing is, I continue to sort of drop by some of these election areas. I'm seeing the same sort of thing back to what I was talking about before. The issues on one side, the personalities on another, and how disgusting it is that so many of these people who are incumbents come up with... listen to this. Senators, here's one senator, the spokesperson for McConnell. Senators have a lot of committee assignments. Their schedules are booked up tight. It's a rare luxury for a senator to go to one hearing and sit there for the entire hearing, which could be as long as 3 to 4 hours. Are you kidding me? What the hell are you getting paid $180,000 a year for if you can't attend hearings and meetings and take some notes for later review? Often lawmakers merely drop by hearings to make a statement and then they leave. They don't listen to the discussion. They don't listen to the debate. And there are some really important committees by their very nature. Armed Services Committee, for example. Very important stuff. So now the attendance records have all been gleaned by the opponents, and this is one of the things that is on the minds of people. Are you really serving us? And they've found, listen, believe me, they've done tons of research on this. They've hired groups to go out and make sure what the hot-button issues are, and then they build their advertising around it. Okay, what is the issue? Whatever it is. This year it's attendance, okay? So we'll build a lot of ads around the fact that the incumbent hasn't gone to this hearing or to that meeting, and or wasn't in town on that day, went out skiing, or whatever it is that they can find. And they'll be hammering home. And I don't know that there isn't justification for that. If you can't show up to do your job, then why should you be voted? Why would you think this would be the right thing to do? To vote for somebody who's there just because he's there? There's a... who's Mike Honda? He's a Democrat from California. You know what district he's in?
No, but my Anaconda don't want none.
Oh, really?
Mike Honda? No, I don't know that name.
One, he said when criticized...
Silicon Valley.
Okay.
That's fine.
One aspect of my job that's been very important to me is coming home to my district every weekend, which keeps
play
me
golf.
Better
keeps
connected.
Me grounded.
Right. For representatives who live further away, the West Coast, Hawaii, Alaska, this does often present an added demand on time. Why? It doesn't take that long. You get on a plane on Friday and you fly out to... I did this when I was working in various places around the country, especially in the 80s. I had to get home on the weekend to be with my children, so I came home on Friday and I went back on Sunday night. That was no big deal to that. You sit in the plane...
It's your job.
It is your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So here it is. Here's another lady, Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, says, quote, an outrageous race to outraise and outspend is usurping the battleground of ideas. She's sure right about that. The land of opportunity has been replaced by the land of big money. The campaign, the number of 501c3s on both sides, you know, this was the Democrats trying to screw over the Republicans with the IRS scrutiny of their 501c3s. Well, there's plenty of the same kind of group on the Democratic side, and they're spending and spending and spending, not millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to either stretch a point or get, obviously, the result is who's going to win on election night. And why is there so much at stake here? Do you ever wonder that? These jobs that pay $180,000 a year, why would you spend millions? There's one guy who's half of his money, he is worth $4 or $5 million, spending half of it to get elected. Why?
Yeah, that's Neel Kashkari running for governor, worth $4 million. He's already spent over $2 million to get elected.
Yeah, and he's not going to win.
Probably not. Although, you know,
Okay. Things will get very cold in hell if this happens, because it really is a long shot. But I was reading some polls, and they said that he's up with Caucasian and Latino voters in the state of California, which is a big chunk of California. So, be interesting to see. It all depends on voter turnout. All of these races depend on voter turnout.
Get out the vote.
Yep.
Get out the vote. Should we have a mantra? Get out the vote. Get out the vote.
I like it.
Get out the vote. All right, let's see what else you like. The studies yesterday, I spent a lot of time talking about some health studies, the results of the Boston Heart study, the work that they're doing. The young lady who has invented a little prick, one of those blood, the little razor blade that takes the information from the blood, and they test it for 70 different things. She's become a billionaire because at the age of 30 because of her understanding the need to understand what's in your blood.
And to do it fast and at home if you
exactly.
want to.
Yep. Cardiovascular disease, one of the biggest problems in our country. This company, Boston Heart, launched a Boston Heart Fatty Acid Balance Test. A balance test. Do you realize how important it is for you to understand where your triglycerides are, cholesterol readings, that sort of thing? And these two stories from yesterday play into a conversation about Heart Factors Plus. Amongst other things, far be it from me to tell you that I'm the healthiest guy on the block. But I am healthy, and I'm pleased to tell you that I work at it. And understanding a lot of the work that has been done, some of these studies, it is, I think, incumbent on all of us to know what is going on in our body. Thus, the focus on results of these studies. And the result of a study that was done to put Heart Factors Plus on the market, when you look at what this thing actually, when you understand the composition, it's arginine, which is nitric oxide, which basically opens, widens safely your arteries, maintains normal blood pressure levels if you have it. If you don't, it works to bring your blood pressure level down. That's it. It's a miracle amino acid, and it's yours in Heart Factors Plus. And you can get it by calling 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus now and get a free month's supply with your order when you mention Doug Steffen. This is the best-selling supplement ever on this program. And it's got to tell you something about the value of it and all the people trying it. 800-577-8560. Try Heart Factors Plus now, absolutely risk-free. Get results. That's what you want, results. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
I have a book, Fish Oil, The Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Joseph Maroon, who did a lot of the research to come up with the most effective anti-inflammatory ever, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It has the highest rated omega-3s. It is the best for joint pain, high cholesterol, your heart, everything. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. It is 100% pure, 15 times better than oil, just wonderful. These folks are sure that you will love the product. They want you to try the first month free. Call 800-316-7918. That's to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and handling, and you get it, you try it, you'll feel the difference. 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7676 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 7676.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Last bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sounds like a tech bit of music, doesn't it?
It's all the electronic folks.
I refer to it as tech music.
Tech talk time.
On good day is 53 and change past the hour. Number of things that we devote our moments together here with the focus on Shelley Palmer, first of all, who is our tech reporter, talking with you today about the new car service called Shuttle, which is described as Uber for children. Aha! Find out about that in a moment here.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
America.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7676 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7676.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, having kids can sometimes feel like owning a taxi service with some very loyal repeat customers. A San Francisco startup called Shuttle aims to relieve some of that burden with a service best described as Uber for kids. Shuttle is very similar to services like Uber or Lyft, but unlike those other ride-sharing companies, Shuttle is designed to drive kids around town, whether your kids need a ride to school, soccer practice, a friend's house, or the mall. Shuttle wants parents to feel at ease and has a very rigorous hiring process. Shuttle's drivers are required to have child care experience, pass a criminal background check, and receive comprehensive training before hitting the road. Parents must schedule a pickup a day to a week in advance, then Shuttle passes along the driver's full name, photo, bio, and a vehicle description, along with the ability for parents to track the car's progress in real time through its app. Shuttle is only available in the San Francisco area for now, but it aims eventually to expand to other markets. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today. And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
All right, let's focus on something else, shall we, for a moment? Like potato chips.
Okay.
You like
crunchy,
potato
salty
chips?
Yeah, yeah, they're not so bad.
Potato chip lovers have something to rejoice in. The grand finale of this year's Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest is here. Lay's Kettle Cooked Wasabi Ginger won the title of America's Next Great Potato Chip Flavor. Brian Osich explains more.
Lay's Kettle Cooked Wasabi Ginger was selected as one of four contest finalists from the more than 14 million flavor submissions nationwide. And following nearly 3 months of competition, Maneko Spigner McBeth, a nurse and mom of three from Deptford, New Jersey, was awarded the life-changing $1 million grand prize.
This has been one of the most memorable experiences, and my family and I are so grateful. The inspiration for my potato chip flavor is my grandmother, who used to make me handmade sushi rolls when I was a little girl. Thank you, Lay's, and America, for sending me on this incredible journey.
There you have it, America. Your next great potato chip flavor, Lay's Kettle Cooked Wasabi Ginger, will remain on store shelves following the completion of the contest. For more information about the Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest, visit www.dousaflavor.com. That's Newsbreak, brought to you by the Lay's brand.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. What else paperwork based on no choice lab tests? Time to leave the dose today.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.